Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by 1Password. Leading off today, just days after hiring Ruming Peng, who led Apple's foundation models team in its AI division, Meta is reuniting him with two of his former colleagues from Apple. As reported by Bloomberg, Mark Lee and Tom Gunter, both key members of Apple's Foundation Models group, are also joining Meta's Superintelligence Lab team. Mark Lee was known as Peng's first hire at Apple, while Gunter, who was a distinguished engineer at the company, was regarded as one of the group's most senior employees. Lee has reportedly already left Apple and started at Meta, while Gunter departed last month and briefly joined another AI startup before deciding to head to Meta instead. The new hires follow the high-profile departure of Ruming Peng, the former head of large language models at Apple, who joined Meta as part of a compensation package worth more than $200 million. At the time, Bloomberg reported that other senior members of Apple's AI team could soon follow. Mark Zuckerberg recently declared that AI is Meta's top priority, and these moves underscore just how aggressive it is in its recruitment push. The company has been steadily pulling top AI talent from direct competitors like OpenAI and Google, but it also now appears to be capitalizing on Apple's internal drama, as Apple still debates on whether to stick with its own in-house models or adopt third-party options for Siri like OpenAI and Anthropic. Meanwhile, because of this and the departures, morale across Apple's AI teams is reportedly slipping, as engineers feel scapegoated for the recent high-profile failures of Apple Intelligence. Meta is seizing this moment, and it's unlikely that these will be the last Apple engineers to depart for Facebook. In other news today, a new report from researchers at Consumer Intelligence Research Partners, or SIRP, shows that while AirPods remain the most popular wireless earbuds among iPhone users, Apple might be feeling the pressure of slowing growth. According to the data, 44% of iPhone owners now report having Bluetooth earbuds, up slightly from 41% last year and 39% the year before. However, 59% of those users say they own AirPods. So 44% of all iPhone owners report having Bluetooth earbuds, and of those users, 59% say that their earbuds of choice are AirPods. That's a 2% increase from last year, but it's also right back to where it was in 2023. In other words, Apple has managed to recover some of its lost ground, but growth is essentially flat over the past 2 years. Big picture-wise, while the numbers show that roughly 1 in 4 iPhone owners use AirPods, they also suggest there's still headroom that Apple hasn't quite figured out how to convert. The obvious question and speculation at this point is whether Apple needs to release new AirPods, specifically new AirPods Pro, to reinvigorate some of this growth. AirPods and AirPods Pro were big sellers during Prime Day last week, and SIRP speculates that part of the reason for those hefty discounts was SIRP and Apple working as fast as possible to clear out inventory and make room for a new version of AirPods. But other rumors say that we shouldn't expect new AirPods this year, and that AirPods Pro 2 are slated to launch sometime in 2026 with a new design, new health features, and a built-in heart rate monitor similar to PowerBeats Pro 2. We are sponsored this week by 1Password, the easiest way to stay secure online. Instead of reusing the same password or forgetting what you used where, 1Password remembers everything for you across all your devices and browsers. It supports things like Face ID, passkeys, and secure sharing. So whether you're logging into websites, filling out forms, or sharing a Wi-Fi password with a guest, 1Password keeps your information safe, synced, and easy to use. Right now, 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can try 1Password for 14 days and get a $20 credit toward an individual subscription by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to 1Password for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple has filed a lawsuit in the Northern District of California accusing well-known leaker John Prosser of misappropriating trade secrets and violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. If you follow the rumor mill, you probably remember how Prosser had been leaking iOS 26, or rather iOS 19 at the time, since January of this year. First, he leaked a reconstruction of the camera app with an all-new design, then several other videos showing reconstructed glimpses of the rest of the iOS 26 liquid glass overhaul. And while some of the details differed from what Apple ultimately announced, likely because the material Prosser had access to was still a work in progress, the leaks were generally accurate. Now, Apple has revealed how he got this information and what it wants the courts to do about it. The lawsuit accuses another person, Michael Ramaciotti, with secretly accessing an Apple employee's development iPhone, then using that information to report on Apple's planned changes for iOS 26. Prosser reportedly offered Ramaciotti money or a future job opportunity in exchange for access to this phone belonging to former Apple engineer Ethan Lipnick. The lawsuit alleges that Ramaciotti learned Lipnick's iPhone passcode, used location tracking to figure out when he'd be away from home for an extended period of time, then accessed his iPhone running a development version of iOS 26/iOS 19. And while in Lipnick's apartment, Ramaciotti allegedly placed a video call to Prosser, showing off the new design, and Prosser recorded that video call, shared it with others, and used it as the basis for his renders of iOS 26. As for how Apple found out about all of this, the company says it received an anonymous email from someone who was allegedly sent the video from Prosser and recognized that it was Lipnick's apartment in the video. Lipnick himself also reportedly provided an audio recording to Apple in which Ramaciotti apologizes for the incident and blames Prosser for the espionage. Meanwhile, Lipnick was fired by Apple for failing to adhere to its protocols about how to secure development devices. You can hit the link in the show notes to find Apple's full lawsuit against Prosser. Apple claims that it doesn't know whether Prosser has more confidential material that he has yet to share, but it does confirm that the development iPhone in question contained other unannounced design elements that remain confidential. And as part of this lawsuit, Apple wants to ensure that Prosser does not share that additional info. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.